Hello, my loves. I have a short piece today. It is the piece that I read on stage at the Seattle Erotic Art Festival on May 3rd. I wanted to tell you about the piece and tell you about my experience at the festival, which was lovely. It's always such a privilege and an honor to share this space with the other artists and people who are there appreciating erotic art. I started writing this piece back in September, I think. Things with my ex-husband Chris were going really well. I enjoy writing erotica for my partners. I don't do it for every single partner, but like if I feel it, I'm gonna do it. And I started writing this piece for him. My plan was to give it to him at some point, but it never felt like the right time. Like, I only do it if it feels right when it feels right. Otherwise, I will sit on it and I will wait for the right time. It never felt like the right time. I decided to submit it to the festival thinking, oh, I'll read it to him if it gets accepted. This will be the stage reading because it's sh the shortest piece I submitted out of all of my submissions. But we broke up shortly after I submitted the work. In February, I found out that the work was accepted. And I thought, I'm still going to read it. I'm still going to read it. Like, he won't be there, but it's okay. I'm still going to do it. And then March 30th, he passed away. And I had to reevaluate. Was I going to read it? How did I want this to go? How did I want this to feel? I decided to do so. I altered it just a little bit for the stage reading. The piece as is in the anthology. But for the stage reading, I wanted to make it feel a little more real and honest for me right now in this moment, as opposed to when I wrote it. So the day of the festival, or the festival itself, really, I mean, it was a wonderful time. Spectacular, beautiful art, amazing people, also really talented writers. Like it's always a good time. And I'm always excited to be there. And this year, the excitement felt a little bit muted. Accepting that it was feeling a little bit muted was not the easiest task. It felt like I was happy to deliver the words, but it was also one of the most, or I not one, it was the most bittersweet performance I've ever done. I'm proud of how I presented it. I definitely felt a little different than I normally feel on stage, but at the same time, I don't know, like it almost felt like it gave me some kind of closure in a way. So I wanted to share that piece with you now. So let me get this pulled up. Okay, here we go. I'm not saying what I want to say. Fear is icing my muscles, wooden boards are tacked to my heart, fencing it in. I feel your hands on the splintered wood, my tender organ peeking between the slats of the fence with every beat, watching you. Telling you I love you falls short of the magnitude of what I feel. Saying thank you for the gift of your energy you've generously brought to my life feels trite. And when your mouth is on mine, I hope you taste the joy I am filled with. As I slide my tongue along the length of your cock, I want you to feel my devotion, care, and admiration. I'll discover later I fell in love with a lie. And every time you orient yourself toward me, sitting in the bright of my light as I rest in the cool of your comfortable shade, the itch to run, pull your hand off my heart wall, and pirouette into the familiar of avoidance dissolves. As the wet of my body pulls you in, the hard of yours rocks back and forth and in and out of me, lulling me into a trance where the stories, traumas, and old hurts slip away as if they never existed. The way you love me cleanses and rinses my skin like sunshine rain on a spring afternoon. Yet, I fell in love with a lie. You kiss my neck, your fingertips gripping the top of my heart fence, pulling. Doesn't come off that easily. Most people give up. Some don't see the wood at all. I press my hips up, pushing harder against you, working to distract you from what you're after. Pretending to be distracted, you let go and kiss your way to my nipple, tracing it with your tongue, glancing up at me with those impossibly deep blue eyes. I release the decades-long breath I've held in and pull the heart wall down myself. A warm ocean of love, fresh air, and space to breathe rushes in. My hip bones pull apart, leg muscles stretching and relaxing, allowing myself to receive more of you. This is what I have waited for my entire life, and I fell in love with a lie. And I see you peering past my joy, fear, and into the space I've protected. I can't hold it, can't let you in, and just as quickly as I felt my body open, my legs tighten, my pussy squeezes harder, and I reach for the discarded wood to rebuild the fence. You feel what's happening and you slow your thrust while taking my wrists, holding them above my head as you whisper, "Stay." I couldn't. I fell in love with a lie.